The intricate relationship between Tanner crabs, Chionocetes bairdi, and the parasitic dinoflagellate Hymettodinium sp. Represents a critical area of study in marine biology, with significant implications for both economic and ecological systems. This parasitic infection has emerged as a growing concern, particularly in southeast Alaska, where it threatens both commercial fishing operations and the delicate balance of marine ecosystems. The research conducted through this comprehensive thesis provides crucial insights into the mechanisms and patterns of infection, offering valuable guidance for future management strategies. The Tanner crab, known scientifically as Chionocetes bairdi, holds substantial commercial value in Alaska's fishing industry. However, these crustaceans face increasing challenges from Hymettodinium infections, which have become more prevalent in recent years. The study employs two distinct but complementary approaches to understand this host-parasite relationship: detailed gene expression analysis and extensive population-level survey data analysis. The gene expression component of the research involved a carefully controlled experimental setup where captured crabs were exposed to various temperature conditions over a 17-day period. This methodology allowed researchers to observe and document real-time changes in both host and parasite responses to environmental stress. The collection and subsequent sequencing of hemolymph samples provided detailed insights into the genetic responses to temperature variations. Of particular significance were the observed changes in pathways related to RNA processing and microtubule development, indicating that temperature stress has substantial impacts on fundamental cellular functions in both the crab host and the Hymettodinium parasite. The analysis of hemolymph samples revealed complex molecular interactions between host and parasite, with temperature playing a crucial role in modulating these relationships. The study identified specific genes and pathways that respond to temperature changes, providing a molecular-level understanding of how environmental stress affects both organisms. This detailed genetic analysis offers unprecedented insights into the biological mechanisms underlying infection susceptibility and progression. The second major research component involved analyzing an extensive data set compiled from long-term surveys of Southeast Alaskan crab populations. This analysis revealed several significant patterns in infection susceptibility that had not been previously documented. Female crabs demonstrated notably higher infection rates compared to males, a finding that carries important implications for population dynamics and fishery management strategies. The research also showed that immature crabs and those that had recently undergone molting were more susceptible to Hymettodinium infection. Perhaps most surprisingly, larger crabs exhibited greater vulnerability to infection, challenging previous assumptions about size-related resistance to parasitic infections. These findings regarding differential susceptibility within crab populations provide crucial insights for management strategies. The identification of specific high-risk groups, females, recently molted individuals, and larger crabs, suggests that Hymettodinium infections affect crab populations in complex and potentially predictable ways. This understanding enables the development of more targeted and effective management approaches that can focus on protecting the most vulnerable segments of the population. The research takes on additional significance when considered within the context of climate change and increasing ocean temperatures. As marine environments experience more frequent and intense heat waves, understanding the temperature-dependent aspects of host-parasite relationships becomes increasingly critical. The gene expression analysis provides valuable insights into the molecular mechanisms activated during temperature stress, helping scientists predict how these relationships might evolve in warming oceans. The implications of this research extend well beyond academic interest, directly affecting the sustainability of commercial fisheries and the livelihoods of coastal communities in Alaska. The Tanner crab fishery represents a significant economic resource, and understanding the patterns and mechanisms of Hymettodinium infection is crucial for maintaining sustainable harvest levels. The findings suggest that current management strategies may need adjustment to account for the differential vulnerability of various crab populations and the influence of environmental factors. The methodology employed in this research is particularly noteworthy for its comprehensive approach. By combining detailed molecular analysis with broad population-level studies, the research provides both microscopic and macroscopic perspectives on the problem. The gene expression analysis offers insights into immediate biological responses to infection and stress, while the survey data analysis reveals longer-term patterns and population-level effects. This dual approach strengthens the reliability of the findings and provides a more complete understanding of the host-parasite dynamics. The study's findings have immediate practical applications for fishery management. The understanding that certain subgroups within the crab population are more vulnerable to infection could lead to more targeted and effective conservation measures. For example, protection measures might need to be strengthened during molting periods or for female crabs, particularly in areas where hematodynium infections are prevalent. This knowledge could help optimize the timing and location of fishing activities to minimize impact on vulnerable populations. The research also highlights the interconnected nature of marine ecosystems and the potential cascading effects of parasitic infections. As hematodynium affects crab populations, these changes could ripple through the food web, impacting both predator and prey species. This understanding emphasizes the importance of considering parasitic infections, not just as a fishery management issue, but as an ecological concern with broad implications for marine ecosystem health. Looking forward, this research provides a solid foundation for future studies and management strategies. The identification of temperature-responsive genes offers potential targets for monitoring infection progression and stress responses. This could lead to the development of early warning systems for infection outbreaks or more effective management strategies during marine heat waves. The findings also suggest areas for future research, particularly in understanding the mechanisms behind differential susceptibility among crab populations. The study's comprehensive approach to understanding hematodynium infections in tanner crabs represents a significant advancement in marine parasitology. By combining molecular analysis with population-level studies, it provides a multifaceted view of how these infections develop and spread through crab populations. This understanding is crucial for protecting both the economic value of crab fisheries and the ecological integrity of marine ecosystems in an era of rapid environmental change. The implications of this research extend beyond the immediate focus on tanner crabs and hematodynium. The methodologies and findings could serve as a model for studying other host-parasite relationships in marine environments, particularly in the context of climate change. As ocean temperatures continue to rise and marine ecosystems face increasing stress, such comprehensive approaches to understanding disease dynamics will become increasingly valuable for managing and protecting marine resources. The research also underscores the importance of long-term monitoring and data collection in marine environments. The ability to analyze extensive survey data alongside detailed molecular studies provided insights that might not have been apparent from either approach alone. This highlights the value of maintaining consistent monitoring programs and combining different research methodologies to gain a more complete understanding of marine ecological challenges. The thesis's findings contribute significantly to our understanding of marine disease ecology and provide practical guidance for fishery management, while advancing our theoretical understanding of host-parasite relationships in changing marine environments. As we continue to face challenges related to climate change and ecosystem preservation, such comprehensive studies will become increasingly valuable for protecting marine resources and understanding the complex dynamics of ocean ecosystems. The research methodology detailed in the thesis demonstrates the value of combining multiple analytical approaches to understand complex biological systems. The use of both molecular techniques and population-level analyses provides a robust framework for future studies in marine parasitology and disease ecology. This comprehensive approach enables a deeper understanding of how environmental factors, particularly temperature, influence host-parasite interactions and disease progression.